So I wrote the Gibbs free energy at the top, and I take one derivative of it. So when I take a derivative, there's this term du, and this term gives Tds minus sdt, like that. And I get this long expression for the derivative. And I go back to the slide from the microcanonical ensemble where I first define this, and I find that this du in front is equal to Tds plus sigma d epsilon plus this stuff, and some of this cancels out. So a change in this Gibbs energy looks like this, and it's this is the entropy times the temperature, the strain times the stress, the electric polarization times the electric field, the magnetization times the magnetic field. And then I just take a derivative, a total derivative of a function that depends on these variables, temperature, stress, electric field, and strain. And comparing these two equations, I determined that the partial derivative of the free energy with respect to the stress is minus the strain. And the partial derivative of the free energy with respect to the electric field is minus the polarization. And then the partial derivative of the free energy with respect to the magnetic field is minus the magnetization, and the derivative with respect to temperature is minus the entropy. Okay, so I have now these four quantities, and I can